Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Okay, guys, we were on Zoom. They were in LA. I'm not going to lie. The audio's a little shiesty, but this is a gem of an episode, and I hope you enjoy. And next episode will be cleaner, I promise.
You're two successful LA bros. Nice tan, nice jawlines. What makes you stress?
Dude, nice jawline.
Yeah, well, I got to
clarify. I mean, this one has a beard, so like he could be. Like,
that, yeah, the beard is masking the complete lack. If I shaved, I look like Gumby. So.
Welcome to Burning Up.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Hell. We have two exciting guests today because two are better than one. We have Max and Jack from Friday Beers in the building. It's hot in here. What's up, guys?
What up?
Hello. Pleasure to be here with you and your cat.
They have very LA energy. Was that, are you coming for me with that comment? Was that like shade?
No. I was actually more curious about the cat because I can hear.
We're cat guys.
Big cat guys.
We like cats.
Okay, good. This podcast is going well because you never know. You guys have Friday Beers. Did you ever think that you would have this incredible kind of media community? Was this your plan?
Yeah, from day one.
Before day one.
Yeah, you know, Jack and I growing up, we're like, yes. You know.
When are we going to launch our media community? We tried a lot of stuff and failed before Friday Beers obviously like took off, like everybody does.
Wait, so, I love the failing stories. What shit did you guys fail at? What were some ideas you had?
Oh, well, my parents got divorced.
You're like my parents' marriage.
Instead of being good sons.
I didn't make the varsity basketball as a sophomore.
We had a bunch of comedy projects. I wouldn't say failures. They just never really reached a critical mass.
Well, there's some failures. Some really bad stuff happens before the good stuff. Like we've been trying. We just like, this is the best advice that anyone ever gives. Like if you want something to happen, you just got to start doing shit on your own. Like don't look to anybody else to make it happen. So Max and I for a long time were like writing comedy, writing scripts, trying to get people to read them. Some were awful. Yeah. Some a little bit better than that, and people are like, oh, this might have potential. And then Max one day just like started picking up a camera and was like, all right, let's make sketch comedy. And we're doing that a bunch. And we had like a thing called 20 something comedy for a while. And we just couldn't crack like a threshold of followers for Instagram, well, I would say.
Yeah, it was just it was like very kind of like low production, lo-fi type of sketch comedy. And it wasn't catered to
porn level production qualities.
But you know, that works for some people. But it's funny. Yeah. I started a fruit vegetable, like leather business, you know, fruit leathers are. I was trying to be a food entrepreneur when I was 24. And then I also sold tie-dye shirts, but that was before quarantine. I was like ahead of the fashion game, you know?
Yeah. And now tie-dye shirts are like super in, so you could be a...
Yeah, I would have blown the fuck up. I was just really ahead of my time. It was called Spill Supply. Yeah. I'm not trying to brag here, but I'm basically the Steve Jobs.
We'll call it Swill Supply, and it'll be done by you with us and us.
Done with the contract. So why do you think Friday Beers hit? Was it luck? Was it just experience that you guys like learned what was working and you got your kind of humor more in tone with what you wanted to be?
It was really the format and the delivery that I think people were ready for. Cause like people don't have attention span anymore to watch like a 2 to 3 minute sketch on Instagram. So we were like, thought the jokes we were making were pretty funny. And then we just discovered this format where it's like, take movies, TV shows, sports, music that people like know and recognize, and put your jokes, your characters, and your way of making comedy on top of that.
Yep.
So that's what got people to watch it. And then as people started to watch it, they were totally relating to like the characters and like the struggle and the inside jokes that we're going to. Because honestly, Friday Beers is about everyone's going through the same shit. Like we all hate our jobs and like miss our ex-girlfriends and are wondering when we can get to the end of the week and just like finally release and like suck down in peace or something. So
yeah,
that's such like a, we found that was like such a relatable way of life that people are forming a huge community around it. So it's been awesome to see that.
And as like two guys who are doing humor and finding relatability, how much have you delved into like guys' mental health? Like, do you find that guys are open? Like they like the humor of like, actually, bro, I've been crying about my ex-girlfriend, or like, actually, bro, like how much have you delved into that?
A lot. I mean, I think
Bad Boys,
we're very pro therapy. We encourage everyone to go to therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Get to know yourself, get to know your emotions. And I think it was refreshing for people to see the combination of like the traditional, what is considered like traditional party humor, but mixed with a little more like self-awareness and self-deprecation and not being afraid or ashamed of being like, I don't feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I
have anxiety about my work and my relationships and like my family. And like, that's totally fine to admit.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of female comics, it's very easy to be like, I have anxiety. My PMS is acting up. I drank a lot of wine. I'm depressed. But I feel like the men are feeling the same. And I feel like, especially with partying, if you're partying, it means you're releasing or you want to escape from something. So do you feel like you kind of have helped bros, like while they're drinking beers, be able to open up a little more, or like people are bonding over it?
I really hope that people are coming away from Friday Beers and saying like, it is okay to admit that I am like trembling in my bedroom on Sunday night because I am like so anxious about what this week has in store for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some comments that I see often where guys are saying like, you know, this gets me through the week, or on Sundays, it's like, you know, I don't know what I would do without this account. This
is, you know how I'm feeling. Like, how do you know how I'm feeling?
And it's like people are feeling the same way, man.
People have said to us, probably the most flattering thing that said about Friday Beers, it's like horoscopes for guys.
Zodiac signs.
Zodiac.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Yeah. I was just tweeting about like, how do guys not believe in astrology, but they believe in Dogecoin?
Right.
How the fuck you say it?
I mean, we're their astrology or like tarot card reader or whatever. It's like, this is what you're going through. And you can look to the stars and like see a little about what life has in store for you. And I don't know if we should, you're just nailing it so like on the head, but we're working on a project right now that is essentially exactly what you're talking about guys being more open about their emotions and feelings, that we've been working on for about a year, but it's basically trying to create like a live therapy show for men trying to bond with other men on a deep.
Can I invest? Like, this is so important.
Oh, yes.
No, I actually, my like psychic senses were tingling because I feel like there's such an open space for like men to talk about this shit. Cause I feel like women are a little ahead in like opening up and talking about their emotions. There's recently, someone had a funny bit. Joanne McNally, she's a comedian in Ireland, was talking about like, guys will literally hang out with each other and you'll be like, oh, what'd you guys talk about? And they're like, nothing. And you're like, the whole time, the 5 days you were with them, what's going on with Steve? And they're like, nothing. Is he seeing anyone? I don't know. What did you talk about?
Here's what it's called. Men do side-to-side relationships. That's shoulder-to-shoulder relationships. And women do face-to-face relationships where they're actually talking to each other. So it's like, men are talking about like whatever bullshit, like college basketball games on, instead of like, dude, I think Ashley's gonna leave me, and I'm like really worried about the next 3 years of my life.
Instead, like Steve is just really quiet the whole time. He's like, I think leave him, but don't bring it up.
That's it.
So you guys personally, you know, you're two successful LA bros, nice tan, nice jawlines. What makes you stress?
Dude, nice jawline.
Yeah, well, I gotta
clarify. This one has a beard, so like he could be.
The beard is masking a complete lack. If I shaved, I look like Gumby.
So I put Seth Rogen without a beard on, I think it was on Instagram last night. It was so alarmingly off that I like kind of didn't believe it was him. Yeah.
Okay, so clearly I have to call you guys out. Max, what are you most insecure about yourself?
my jawline. I mean, yeah, we just discussed that in my beard. Insecure.
It could be physical. Go there.
God, this is deep. My my step back jumper. I just it's part of my.
Now you're doing exactly what she said. Part of that guy's
basketball game that just isn't complete.
Everything goes back to like that one college basketball game that you lost. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Are you single?
I am single. Yeah, I guess dying alone.
Okay, now we're getting to it.
Okay. Yeah, why do you think you're single? Besides the fact that you clearly can't open up about anything.
I mean, honestly, and this probably isn't a surprise, but given that we run a Friday Beers meme account, but a lot of it has to do with my immaturity. I just don't think I've ever been mature enough to have like a serious relationship.
I can attest to that.
I'm getting there. I'm getting closer. Mm-hmm. But for a long, I mean, most of my 20s was spent in a perpetual state of adolescence, as they say. So hopefully one day, you know.
You're getting there. I see it every day. You're moving forward.
Right? Oh, my God. Jack is so supportive right now.
He's got a great new place. He showed me a picture of his plasma screen TV that he got hung. Yeah. He's got a nice futon couch. He's got a real nice one bedroom place now.
Wait, so do you feel like having feelings for someone and like enjoying life with someone comes with maturity? Like it's one and the same?
Well, I think you start to realize like what's important, like what's most important, and like the quality of relationships is just your perspective changes, you know.
Yeah.
What you're looking for a bit more meaning versus the chaos of your 20s, which is great, but I feel like you learn a lot about yourself, and then you figure out what you really want.
I'm currently working on a bit because I'm 29, so I've had my fun in the 20s. I was always attracted to kind of like fuck boys, and I just got engaged, and people are like, "Did you find the one? Thank you. Did you find the one non fuck boy in Manhattan?" And I'm like, "No. I found a retired fuckboy. He's 45. He like still very charming and like, but he's not like chasing women. He's on the verge of arthritis. Like you just find them when they're fucking tired. They can't go anymore."
The old prize racehorse is put out to stud. You can't run in the Kentucky Derby anymore.
Exactly. Like he still has great genetics. And he's not going to go back because like he has a pension. He has my pussy pension. Like why would he go back to the anyway?
Good find by you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What's your biggest insecurity?
Physically, I used to be really insecure about my eyebrows, like super thick eyebrows. monsters. And I now get them trimmed so like I can control them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I also have inverted knees and inverted sternum physically.
I mean, so that's like, not, he has knock knees.
Yeah, like, it looks like...
In like a slightly shallow chest. The way you described it sounds like you're seriously
disfigured. She asked what I was insecure about.
I know, but it's like, I got knees and like a little like twinkie chin.
When Max shaves, he looks like Gumby, but when Jack just walks, he's
when
Gumby.
I stand up. Gumby. I have gotten...
Eat cereal from your chest. You have one of those.
People used to say that they used to joke in college, like, "Let me eat cereal out of your chest."
Yeah. But that's fun. That's unique. But this is the question: how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Yeah, so that doesn't matter. You could literally have one leg. No one gives a shit. No one cares. You're 6'2".
I am the shortest guy in our family. If you can believe that, Max is 6'3". Our youngest brother, he's like 6'3" and a half.
Sam's like 6'4".
It's like you meet a cute guy and then you meet his family and all his brothers are taller and you're like, fuck.
Got the wrong one.
You meet Kevin Jonas.
Is he the ugly one?
Yeah, I think he's like the oddball.
Is there known to be an uglier or like a less desirable?
Nick and Joe are like Jonas. The studs. Oh, okay. And then Kevin is like the bass player.
But you can't have like 3 stars. That would be like a lot of fighting, I feel like. But in your brothership, why did you pick each other to work with? Like, why not the other brothers?
He does work with us.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why do you guys?
The reason, I guess, like we've been working more closely for a long time is just because of age difference. So our younger brother is 6 years younger than us.
He's like the intern.
I refer to him as the intern for a while, but he's not the intern.
Have you guys ever heard, like, don't mix family and business? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, we heard that, and we're learning all the ups and downs of it too.
But you can trust each other.
Yeah, it comes down to like trust, and like at the end of the day, can't, as they say in Arrested Development, Barry's family and you can't fire family.
I did date a guy once whose family ran a dairy farm, and his brother would try to fire him every day because he wouldn't go to work because he played golf. Yeah. And he was like, you can't fire me. This is a family business, fucker. So I love that for you guys. You guys are kind of like the Kardashians of Instagram.
Wow.
That
would be very good for our business if we were high profile as the
Kardashians. Because the chemistry between family is like next level, I feel like, for especially if you have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, that's the reason why, you know, Jack and I have been working together for so long. It's just the comedic sensibilities are so aligned. Mm-hmm. Just so easy, and like the work is so much better when we work together. And I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Where like you can be you are like so aligned, but you're always can be so honest and like open with each other that you can cross lines that you wouldn't cross lines
a lot easier. Yeah.
You know,
when was the last time you guys got in a big fight over business?
Like 2 weeks ago. It's like a pretty regular. We're working on having it be a little bit more like
we're trying to get a house therapist.
No, that's important.
And we definitely noticed this like from the early parts of Friday Beers. When it was just like a project and we could sit around and make dick jokes all day and laugh about it and just really think like, hey, wherever this goes, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. It was a different dynamic. And then like when it scales up, like we all quit our jobs to do this full time, we live out here, like we're pursuing it pretty hardcore. Mm-hmm. Then like all the like sort of like shit that makes a business run like trickles into it. And then you get pressure and there's like, if we fail, we got to move back to fucking Connecticut and like all this comes in. So that's where I think some
you have
pressure.
To go like coach lacrosse.
We were actually playing baseball actually. So.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I would love to coach a little league team. That'd be so fun.
It's actually so cute. And I think that would be a great like web series for Friday Beers of like two guys just like drunkenly coaching little league.
We used to coach summer little league baseball.
Yeah.
And we have some hilarious stories about like angry parents and shit.
I was an umpire too. Yeah. Umpire.
Oh, so the parents were coming for you.
Oh yeah, I meant umpire. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. So you guys are launching a song. Please give me the details. I want to know everything of this plan and this kind of you guys getting into the music industry.
The big Friday Beer spinoff.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So we we're launching an artist.
Explain how we have like characters.
Yeah. Right? So for people unfamiliar, you know, Friday Beers has this cast of characters, as we mentioned, like zodiac signs for guys. So they're recurring in all of the sketches we make and the videos. And, you know, they range from just like people, kind of archetypes of people in your friend group. So we have like the booze bag, we have the big fella, we have, wild card, and
Jimmy Heaters
is the guys who, you know,
La Basica, who's the really basic one,
fringe guy, the guys that kind of in the group, kind of not in the group,
but desperately wants to be.
And then, the music character we have is this guy named DJ Press Play, who's like the resident awkward DJ, your friend group,
front seat of the Uber,
who needs the aux every second
at all times, and like considers himself, you know, a festival level DJ, even though like, maybe played a couple of shows at his fraternity at like
SM. He only knows how to do next song cue on Spotify. Is all he needs.
So DJ Press Play is based on a friend of ours, and he is now, we're releasing him as an actual artist, and his identity is anonymous. He wears a mask a la Daft Punk, Marshmallow.
He's going to be bigger than Daft Punk. It's a very mysterious background in history. He was like DJing in Korea for a while and no one's heard from him. And he's back with a new brand.
Re-emerging.
New identity, new mask.
We are rebranding him. Yeah. And his first song is
dropping May 25th. And we're stoked about it. We would love to give you the exclusive preview of the track before anyone else has heard it.
I would love to.
Like the Breakfast Club, like on like Power 105 and just being like, 97 or Power 105?
Either one.
I think the best way to share the song with you would...
Are you doing it now live? The song's called Ecstasy.
Yeah, the song's called Ecstasy. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Entendre.
And it's with two other artists, a group called Sunday Scaries and a group called Curry Cartel. Shout out Sunday Scaries and Curry Cartel.
So how long, I have a couple questions before we listen. How long did it take this song to be made?
The song has been in production for about 6 months, I would say.
Wow. And how much involvement did you guys have in it?
We're the masterminds.
How much involvement did DJ Press Play, just press play.
Well, that is also the wink. Like, does he just press play, or is there more behind the scenes?
Yeah, it's kind of it's like the running joke in EDM, right? Like, how talented are these artists actually? And what we've learned is very talented. these songs are like
incredible. It's about the eye. Like, they have an eye for it, you know, and the energy they bring when they press play. But what is the inspiration behind the song, and how do you think Friday Beers, the audience, will feel when they listen to it?
We took a bunch of ecstasy.
Had a panic attack.
It's supposed to be kind of like that really feel good song that you play in like the, you know, earlier middle of like a party and just gets the people going.
I'll put a reference for you. This is summer 2015 sloppy tuna beat dung. And it's just...
Ooh.
Nothing. Like, I was trying to put it in your vernacular there for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You got nothing, like no worries when you're hearing it. It's like, just want to let, it's really easy to dance to. It's just like, take a pill, feel amazing. And
you don't need to take a pill.
Metaphorical pill.
Take your birth control.
Take this song pill. Take this medicine.
Yeah. Take the medicine.
You guys feel like music is therapeutic for you in your lives? Like, are you big music guys?
Yeah, I am definitely. And that's a big part of the Friday Beers content is like our use of music. And I mean, music is definitely a form of therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just I have a very specific taste. Well, I wouldn't say, I know what
pretty eclectic taste.
Eclectic taste, but like, I can immediately identify like what I vibe with or not. But yeah, music is huge.
Do you feel like your taste in women is as good as your taste in music?
No, I have horrible taste in women.
And you definitely don't know what you like in women as much as you like
I'm
in music.
I'm clueless when it comes to women. I know exactly what I like in music.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like with dating, especially in your 20s and I guess 30s, because here we are, it's a lot of like a research phase. Like, I don't like to say you're failing. You're just like researching from person to person until...
True.
You know and you don't know. Wait, Jack, are you single?
I'm actually engaged as well.
Congratulations. That's fun. Jack, do you have any advice for finding your person?
The data collection phase is huge.
Yeah.
Like, sort of knowing like what's out there, making mistakes, going down a lot of paths to realize like, okay, not going down this path again.
Yes.
And learn who you are until you go out there and like fuck up a million times. So if you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, like figure it out like pretty automatically, like in your first three adventures, like it's not gonna happen.
Exactly. And I feel like relationships are mirrors. And if you're not like cool with yourself, you're gonna constantly be like finding people.
That's exactly what happened with me is like until you get really comfortable with yourself, you can't like be good to someone else. And also just go in fucking open kimono, as they say, and that will make everything easier.
I love that so much, because that's what happened in my relationship, because guys are very easy to trick, you know.
And for sure,
like 6 months easily I could trick to like think. And I have friends who will be like, I memorized every guy in the Yankees, so this guy thinks that I love baseball. I'm like, you psycho bitch. But it always goes back to bite you in the ass eventually.
I would have liked to meet her, because we're huge Yankee fans. Massive Yankee fans.
You are?
even if she was pretending, we would have loved it. Yeah.
That's so awesome. My fiance is a Met fan, and it's been hard because whenever they lose,
they won seven in a row though. So
they're doing great, but whenever they lose, I'm like, is this what the rest of our life is? Like, we just with a losing team.
Let me answer that question. The Mets will be with you for the rest of your life. Yeah.
It's been like a little bit of tension, but I kind of like the trash talk because, like, he like doesn't care about the Red Sox. I'm like, you don't hate the Red Sox, and he's like, I don't know, there's like another team. I'm like,
they're whatever. It is.
Hate the Red Sox.
Are you also tired of one size fits all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat, it's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Want to hear a funny anecdote about the Mets?
Of course.
I guess it's not that funny. It just would have been so epic. It's last March before we were, when we were pre-COVID and Friday Beers was like seriously uptrending. The Mets reached out to Friday Beers and we started planning a Friday Beers day at Citi Field for later that season in August. And we were going to have like a whole like bleacher section and like free beers. And they even said that we could throw out the first pitch if we wanted to. I was like,
I haven't
heard from this. And then COVID happened and obviously we couldn't have it, but it was as Yankee fans, it would have still been the coolest thing we ever done.
It's so funny. I like didn't even apply to colleges in Boston because I was just like raised like you don't fuck with Boston people, you don't fuck with Red Sox fans. Wait, but yeah, because you guys are from Connecticut, so you like being that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I just got the video, and I'm gonna play it for you. Move your body left, right, left. This song,
does it slap?
Spectacular. This song slaps so hard, and
yes,
the cameos in this video are so insane. The connections you guys have is wild.
Yeah,
and you're
crazy.
So right. It's such like a good summer, like light, chill, no worries.
Party.
It hit hard. Yeah. I'm so into it.
Hell yeah!
You gotta get that plan. And what's like the hottest bar that you go to in New York right now? Maybe be Surf Lodge. Is that still popular?
Surf Lodge. Yeah, you gotta get Surf Lodge. Butter, Surf please. Lodge.
We're trying to position it as a song of the summer. So that's.
Do you remember when Amelie was the song of the summer?
I'm old enough to remember.
Was it the song of the summer?
Do you remember? Everyone was like Lil Wayne. Amelie is the song of the summer.
I mean, it's a great song. It is a great song.
I'm happy to have a summer again. So for all the single ladies listening, And we have a former fuckboy. I'm just assuming. I know we have a current fuckboy. What advice?
I told you we're self-aware. We built a whole brand built around male self-awareness and introspection.
Hell yeah. Like these guys, like they love therapy. Some of us are further in our journey. I just want to know, what advice do you have to single girls who are dating and out there to like meet the right guys or like bond over humor? Like, give me any advice you have.
Wow. Follow at Friday.beers and just sort of just quote every video that we make and try to act like, if you want to memorize Perry on the Yankees, memorize all the characters and jokes on Friday Beers and pick up tons of guys.
I feel like Friday Beers needs some kind of like dating thing, because like I could get the girls.
Let's talk about this idea, because we had a really funny experience last week. We have a bunch of like ambassadors who work for Friday Beers, sort of like college kids and just out of college kids, and they you know, help us like sell merch and stuff, like and they get like a code and they're post about us and they're part of the Friday Beers family. So we had a big Zoom call, like, you know, hundreds of kids on a Zoom call, and they we bring them up from the audience. It's like a Zoom conference, and we would bring up a girl group and we bring up a guy group, and they would, then we would have watch them have a live date in front of us on Zoom, or like try to pick each other up on Zoom. It was so funny.
Really funny.
So good. We'd have like three or four girls from like University of Western Ontario and like four frat boys from University of Oregon, and they're just like in game at each other. It was great.
I mean, I just feel like there's so many single people that just need more opportunities to like connect and I don't know, just manifest.
Well, they're a year behind on opportunities. So I guess my advice would really be like, don't assume the game is going to come to you and like kind of go seek it out. Like, you got to create the action you want to see in this world. So if there's somebody, if there's somebody that you're interested in talking to, like, just go up to them and say something, because ultimately you can just walk away. But like, that'd be appealing to me. It's just like, I'm going to go up and talk to a girl, have a girl come up and talk to me too.
Yeah. I've always been very into that, like, guys have their own insecurities, and like, you can't assume the guy that thinks you're cute at the bar is going to go walk up to you. You might have like a bunch of girls around you, or like a bunch of other guys he thinks you're with. There's so many things. So, and luck happens when you put yourself in the position to be lucky. And I think even just like going out, you got to put yourself out there. I know there's memes about like being antisocial and staying in and whatever, but I fucking hate going out sometimes, but, I feel like I wouldn't have met my guy if I wasn't like hanging out with someone who knew him or put me on Insta story where he saw it. Like, you just never know, but you just got to keep putting like your authentic self forward. I feel like now I'm just giving advice. How did this happen?
I feel like this antisocial thing is like a Gen Z thing for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, everything we've ever known is like good is on our phone or on our computer. So why would I leave that? And that's like going to become like
where I feel like millennials are already dealing with like the depression and anxiety of real life and dealing with social media our whole lives. And we're like, no, I don't want it anymore. I do Instagram off my phone like every other day.
You should become Luddites. Luddites who hate technology.
And they technology. Look, I'm not trusting a generation who hate Tide Pods. Well, actually, I have one more question, because you guys have very LA monotone vibes, which we love because I feel calm around you. What's the difference between girls from LA and girls from New York?
I don't know this because I just moved here and I'm engaged, so Max has to answer this question.
Let's make some big generalizations.
I don't like stereotyping.
I love stereotyping.
Generalizations, from my experience, I grew up on the East Coast and then I've been in LA for 4 years. I just think girls in LA have a much just different ambitions, I guess. Like, they're kind of more looking for
Instagram followers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the best way to
phrase it. Somebody told me this once. This is a very sweeping generalization, but how you get ahead in New York, and how you like New York is a big like character city.
Yeah,
where it's about who you are on the inside. And then LA, like, you can get pretty far, or like immediately get far with who you are on the outside. It's like superficially drawn. But that's also kind of ironic too, in a way, because the way people dress out here is like really cool is like look like you're homeless and like wear a sweatsuit. Yeah. And then in New York, like that's the best part about spring in New York is when you finally start to see people walk around in the streets and they're just dressed to the nines. Yeah. And they got fucking bomber jackets, nice jeans and sunglasses. Yeah. And like people watching is amazing on the streets in New York.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Is that person actually living under a bridge or are they like living in like a WeHo mansion?
Well, there's a weird thing where like, yeah, the poor people dress really rich and the really rich dress really poor.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening.
The best way for me to describe it is like the LA relationships tend to be surface level versus in New York, like people are trying to date and like find, you know, be monogamous. People in LA are not trying to be monogamous.
Interesting. Interesting. And there's also so many options in both places. I think they said like a degree from an Ivy League on the East Coast is like a blue check mark in LA.
Yeah.
I love mass stereotyping LA and New York, but both of them, I just love places that have great energy and people are like living their dreams. So like, we love LA.
That's it. We love New York.
I'm in LA and not wearing makeup and getting judged. we're in New York. If you don't wear makeup, you're like edgy and like confident. Okay, it's time to play the seven deadly sins because you guys have been giggling too much.
Seven deadly sins.
Max goes first because I like putting him on the spot. What are you greedy about? And Jack, you could jump in if you know something that he's not being open about.
That he's not greedy about?
I am.
No, that he's just not being open about. He's just hiding it.
You have opinions on like creative a lot. Like you're very greedy about making decisions. Like
that. Greedy?
Yeah. Like being in control.
Creative. I'm greedy about creative control.
He's like, I'm greedy about the punchlines.
How about this? He's uncompromising about certain things when he has a vision.
Okay.
More traditional greed.
Like food, sometimes you can just like, you can eat really fast and like take the biggest portion for yourself.
Jack, what are you greedy about?
Personal success, I feel like. I just like really want to like do what I like love and be great at it. And like, when I see other people doing well, I'm like kind of happy, but like I kind of want it for myself too.
Yeah. You could use it as inspiration.
Yeah. I use it to be like, fuck, I want what they have.
Well, this leads me to my next question. Jack, who are you envious of the most?
It's not a person. It can be a type of person.
Yes.
I'm envious of somebody who is comes from like such means that they are able to do whatever they want with no repercussions and like pursue any type of like creative passion pursuit. And like, and I get more envious of them when they're like not doing well at it either. I'll respect them if they're doing really well. It's like kind of cool. But if like you have a great, an opportunity to do something amazing and then you don't like you just, come on, like you can do what you want.
I always joke, like I want a guy who's successful, but I don't want a guy who like came from money. Cause I feel like they just like, they don't look at the
world. They're on the same fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if someone told you like you could live in a sick house and travel wherever you wanted to and buy whatever you wanted to and do whatever you wanted to professionally for the time that you were like 18, like, instead of having to like, I mean, that's an envious
but I also think there's like darkness and sadness in that. Cause like deep down, they always feel like they've been given stuff and who knows who the fuck their annoying dad is who like probably didn't hug them.
I guess I like the aesthetic of it more than I probably know like the anguish behind how that affects a person.
Like being in private jets could be lonely.
But if you're well adjusted and that's you, like then I'm envious.
Max, who are you jealous of?
I'm jealous of people who don't get really paranoid when they smoke weed. I get so anxious and paranoid that I can't smoke weed anymore, and it's a bummer.
Wait, Max, I'm the same. I smoke weed like once every year and it always ruins everyone's night.
I've been smoking CBD, which is like basically in Abdul's for weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's but I can't do THC anymore. I have like an existential crisis every time I smoke. So,
you know, I'm also jealous of. I'm jealous of like a guy who just lives like a very simple, content life, watching like Premier League soccer and like drinking in the pub and like someplace in like the UK and like works as like a scaffolder and like just doesn't need anything more than that. Like he's just fucking pumped and goes to the pub on Saturday with his mates and then watches the match and like
loses his mind.
Like, funniest, happiest guy in the world.
Yep.
That is an epic, epic lifestyle.
You know, that's one of the best answers I've ever gotten because I like people be like, oh, maybe like someone who could just like live, you know, with goats and like be happy away from everything. But it's like, no, just that person who is content with everything they have. What are you guys gluttonous about? Like, what do you overindulge in?
I have a serious know when to stop drinking thing. Like so drunk and like still want another drink. Like when it doesn't like need affect me. Like I try to make my resolution so many times. It's like when you've had like 15 drinks, you don't need 16 drinks. Like it does. The marginal returns are so bad. Like my fiance gets like, so mad at me about it. But like, it gets to a point where I can't help. It's like the next beer is like, it tastes so good. But it doesn't.
You're like, I run Friday beers. It's on brand.
That's what yeah, I mean, more pathetic about
clearly it. Overconsumption
yeah.
Of beer and different types of booze is a running theme of ours.
I also have a bad thing about desserts sometimes. Like when I'm really, like, I could just eat more and more and more. Like,
what's your go-to dessert?
I like chocolate cake, vanilla ice cream.
Chocolate hot lava cake. I fuck with that.
Unbelievable. Like they have like the cake that's probably like the size of a fist. Like I can put the whole thing in my mouth in one bite if I want.
You're like, if it was socially acceptable, that's how I'd eat
it. When I was 16 years old for my birthday, I wanted, you know the Matilda scene where Brucey eats like all the chocolate? Yeah. Like, and he's like shoveling it into his mouth, full fist shoving it in his mouth. I was like, that is a dream to do that. Like, just shove, like, put your face in it. So I had my mom make me a huge bowl of pudding and give me goggles and a swimming cap so I could stick my whole head and eat myself out of the pudding. Because I just wanted that feeling of like more.
Yeah. And that's when your parents were like, he's going to have a problem with alcohol. Yeah. Anyway. when was the last time you guys experienced extreme anger?
I had a pretty traumatic work experience a few years back where I was just like very frustrated with somebody who was managing me. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like told I couldn't do something that I really wanted to do. I thought it'd be important for me like professionally. I was like sit on the sidelines for it. And I came home and I just like screamed into a pillow for like 5 minutes. Like, I fucking hate this and I hate this guy.
Yeah, I think when the Lakers lost game one of the finals last year to the Heat, I got really drunk and like me and my little brother Sam were huge LeBron James fans, so I just had a freak out yelling in our house, and Sam had like a friend over, this girl who was like, are we safe here?
And they were not safe and they had to leave.
I did this like funny short video where I dressed up as a guy, and the meme was like, when guys say girls are too emotional, and it's about a guy losing in FIFA.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend's mad because he like forgot about dinners, and he's like, she's fucking so emotional and crazy, and then he literally throws his controller and like breaks the TV.
I also get really irrationally mad at airports sometimes. Like, I was in an airport security line a few weeks ago, and like no one just had like any idea what was going on. Like, two huge lines. Then there was one line that was like four that wasn't for TSA pre-check, and the TSA pre-check line was like a mile long. But they like wouldn't let anybody in the third line. I just wanted to like shake somebody and be like, who's figuring this out right now?
You could have went full Karen on them.
I could have.
Like, where is the fucking manager in this place?
It was crazy.
When was the last time you guys were complete sloths? Like, you're running your own company. The harder you work, the more money you could make.
Right.
What, do you guys ever let yourself just do nothing and
slovenly?
Yeah, I mean, like most Sundays when I'm so hungover that I can't like move, it's
a lot of like Pizza Hut, Domino's, and like true crime documentaries.
Yes.
Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah, I find it very soothing when I'm hungover to explore like the depravity of
humanity. Because like your day seems bad, but you're like, at least
I don't feel as bad of a person because like this guy was murdering people.
A similar work ethic.
Yeah, really similar.
Yeah, that's important.
Mine would have to be something similar. When I lived in New York, I had a couch that also became like a single platform bed. It wasn't like a futon. It became just like one very wide, large couch. Nice. And like after a big weekend, we just call it couch bed. And you would be like, I'm not leaving the apartment. You order takeout from like Chinese, wings, pizza, milkshakes, you know, all in. And then you watch like six movies and just go from the couch to the table to eat like back and forth.
Guys, this is self-care.
It's great. I love it.
Which one of you has a bigger ego?
Oh, man. Tough question.
I don't know if, I guess it depends on the moment.
Yeah.
Because like I fluctuate from like crippling self-doubt to like delusions of grandeur. So you know, like, depending on the day, like sometimes I'm like, I should quit and like go like work at a gas station. And
that's called being a comedian.
Yeah. I'm like, anything is possible. Like we can make a movie.
I have not a big like outward facing ego. Like I want like attention or anything like that. But I think I have an ego that I want like to be like respected. And that's when I get a little pissed off.
I completely understand. Who are your guys' celebrity crushes?
Bradley Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah.
You guys love Dua Lipa, right?
No, she's gone.
Yeah, Dua Lipa blocked us on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, hey, Hailee Steinfeld is our number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Why Hailee?
Yeah. I think you're like Hailee. You know what I mean?
Well, we met her actually. We acted in a sketch with her. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
She does it all. You know, she's a quintuple threat.
Yeah. She's sick.
Yeah, she's definitely the number one celebrity crush. I would say, I mean, Harry Styles, close second.
I got totally off the radar one. I've been watching this F1 series, Drive to Survive on Netflix. And I'm just like loving the F1 guys in general and the lifestyle. Nice. The guy who runs the Red Bull team, Christian Horner, is like Mr. Chill. Like he lives on like a farm in the Cotswolds and like drives a tractor around. He's married to Jerry Hall, like the Spice Girl. Spice Girl. He like drives his Aston Martin into the Red Bull office every day. I'm like, that's the guy I want to hang out with.
So much bromance energy. I love it. Well, to wrap this up, I have one final question. What advice would you give to the listeners on how to cope with your hell? So when you guys are going through it, you know, whether it's your love life, business, just shit is dark. You have a very bad hangover with anxiety.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for people to feel okay?
Talk about it. Don't internalize it. You know, talk about your feelings out loud with someone that you trust. Like I was really bad at internalizing my feelings for a very long time. And it was like really destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to talk to people, like when I was feeling a certain way, I would express that. And I think that's how I get out of my hells when I find myself in them.
Awesome.
Seconded heavily. And I had my quick tip is if you can do 10 or 15 minutes of like non-strenuous exercise at any point when you're feeling like that, just to reset your body and your mind, I endorse. Like I had an elliptical in my building in New York that whenever I would have a moment like that, I would just go do like slow elliptical, like old man style.
Yeah.
Like 10 or 15.
Imagining you, God.
It's not like asking too much of you, and then you break the lightest sweat, maybe you do like 10 crunches, a couple push-ups, go shower. And I was like, all right, now I'm more prepared to like address this mentally. What I was
masturbating.
You know what? Valid. Whenever you're upset, just knock one out. But this is really good because I feel like, especially in New York, people are like all or nothing. Like, oh, go do like a hot yoga at 7 a.m. But sometimes just going outside and walking for 10 minutes is enough, especially when you're depressed. And like, I'm not signing up for a yoga class when I'm depressed. Sorry, I could
barely. I would recommend against it, actually. New York can be high octane like that. You don't have
to. Yeah, like how am I going to sign up for a yoga class when I can't respond to a text message? But this is great advice. And also Friday Beers, you guys are doing so much fun stuff. If you guys love hilarious shit, you have to follow Friday Beers. Where can people follow you, listen to you, watch you? Give me all the info.
Yes. Thank you very much, by the way. Friday.beers on Instagram is popping all the time. We have got a lot of other Instagram accounts. Almost Friday, commence.suckdown. Keep an eye out for this music project we're launching called DJ Press Play. And then please also keep an eye out for all the projects that we've been working on that are going to be outside of social media. So we have our own podcast launching in the next couple months called Welcome to Friday.
So exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot of new video content coming out where we're going to be like producing sketches and acting in longer form video with some fun people. So hopefully we'll be taking this thing a little bit wider as well. And we just can't wait to meet people at events and stuff like that too. Like that's
cool. I know. I can't wait until we're alive again and it's not all virtual, but I'm happy that I was in New York, you're in LA, and we were able to do this. And you guys survived hell. Congrats.
We feel stronger to have done it. And by the way, when you are out here, whenever you decide, you should come by the house and sit down with us. We'd love to have you on a guest on our podcast too.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you for the formal early invite.
Well, now you're actually verbally obligated. That's binding.
No, I would love that. I love talking shit with you guys. Thanks so much for coming to Hell today, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Thanks so much for having us. Ha 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 ha!